Thank you very much. And first, I thank organizers, of course, for inviting me here. Also, somehow I removed the word Euclidean from the title, because at least main part of the talk will be just on the entropy, and then I will give some applications to Euclidean metric entropy. And my talk will be based essentially on two works, on two joint works with Vitaly Milman, Alain Pajor, and Nicole Tomczyk-German. So it's not very recent results, but still I decided to speak about it because I think its results are interesting and could be applicable, and also as far as I know, we didn't speak about it widely, so it's good to present. So there are other reasons also, but probably I skip them. So I will start with, of course, definition of covering number. I probably will not introduce entropy number, I just will work with covering numbers. So covering number of two bodies, or more general, two subsets we will work in Rn, is just the minimal number of translates needed to cover the first body, the minimal number of translates of second body. And sometimes it's important or more convenient to work with the case when all translates or all centers, all excites live in the first set. So in this case I will put n bar. But for most results it's not very important because usually, well, in symmetric case we can just put here 2 and remove this n bar. In non-symmetric case we can use l minus l. So usually it's not very important how we define covering number for many results. And a general idea is just to give motivation, the probably starting point. And, general idea just to try to find corresponding results in about covering numbers and or entropy numbers which would correspond to known results about operators, about norm of operators, or some volumes inequalities. And here some trivial observations that if norm of operator is bounded, usually of course we just by normalization we take A equals 1, it means that image of first unit ball is contained in second unit ball. And in terms of covering number, it means that we have just conditions that covering number is bounded by 1. So usually in operator theory after normalization we have conditions that norm of operator is bounded by 1. So in our case we will have conditions, it would correspond to condition that covering number is bounded by 1. So can we extend some theorems and what are formulations? Because of course we cannot move just formulation, we should adjust. If we have condition here that is bounded by something, not 1. And, well, first example that I wanted to give in such direction is duality conjecture, but probably I will give somehow simpler example just to explain motivation, that if we have just product of two operators, say TS, bounded by norm of T and S. Well, quite trivial. So corresponding result about covering number will be also quite known, that you can factorize, you can put some body between two, or some set between two sets, and you will have that covering of K by L will be less than product of two covering numbers. Quite trivial result. So another much less trivial result or conjecture is duality conjecture, which should start with simple observation, not simple, well-known observation, that norm of operator and dual operator, they are the same. So if I want to pass to covering numbers, I will say that if norm of first operator is less than, norm of operator less than 1, then norm of dual operator less than 1. So what would correspond to it? Well, of course, it's also well known, the following duality conjecture, which is not proved yet in full generality. Many people believe that there is counterexample, but here it is that the covariant number of k by l, here I speak about convex bodies, even symmetric, say, convex bodies, is bounded by covariant number of L polar by A, by K polar, but here we have two absolute constants. One, we increase somehow radius of the second ball, and second, we put here power. And there are examples showing that we need these two constants, so there is slight difference. I'm not going to speak about history because there are a lot of results in this direction, say partial results, or not partial. Probably I should mention probably the recent most important say achievements in this conjecture. It was proved by Arnstein, Milman and Sharik for if one body is Euclidean body, and by Arnstein, Milman, Sharik and Tomczyk Jagerman if one body is K-convex, whatever it means. I'm not going to introduce definition, or say of type 1. But once again, this is open conjecture, this is open problem in general, and as I say that, well, some people believe that it's not true just in full generality. So probably we should look for counterexample or to adjust constants. I'm going to skip this. And another step that provides motivation for developing such results and such theory is the extension property of L infinity, which is written here, which, is also very well known. It follows immediately from Hanbanach theorem that if you have operator from subspace, it can be extended to operator in the whole space with the same norm. Here is a version of this theorem for entropy, and I call it weak because we will prove the strong version of this entropy extension.
It's typo.
Yes. Well, it was weak 5 years ago. Some weak. But we understood this. Yes. Okay. Oh, by the way, I forget to say that probably should mention it, that. The general ideology that just to move this theory to entropy numbers I learned from Vitaly, but probably it was known before, and in fact I think Pitch also duality conjecture was formulated by Pitch in 72, and probably motivation was the same, just to understand that theory that we have for operators should be extended to theory of covering numbers or entropy numbers. So it's very natural ideology. Here some version of entropy numbers that we should for simplicity we will work in symmetric convex bodies, and we control diameter of the body, and also we control diameter of the subspace. So in a sense we control some normal operators. Then we have the following bound for covering number of two bodies. So for every R here we have the following bound. What is important here, of course, depends on R minus A. It should be here. Well, up to two. Of course, it would be nice to remove these two. And the power k, which is codimension of k, which is right power. Example is just cylinder, because essentially it has some, I don't know, cylinder. We want to cover. We control. This is subspace E. So we know diameter in the subspace, and we know diameter in the whole space. So just by volume argument, it's clear that you cannot get anything better than ratio of A and something here to the power k. I also probably should mention that such kind of result was proved before by Mark Rudolphson and Roman Vershinin with 2k here, but for many applications it's important that we have just k, not 2k. And the result also was for Euclidean ball, but in fact it's more general. And philosophy is like I said that if you control the diameter of a body in the subspace, then we control the covering number of whole space. And it was used, I didn't say that, actually we proved it with Alen Pajor and Nicole Tomczyk Jagerman in our paper, where we investigate the following phenomena, whatever it means. I'm not also going to speak too much about it and to give history. In our paper, where we investigate such phenomena for Gelfand numbers, we're able to achieve some constant which is best possible, and there were previous works where it was done with not so good constants. So we need exactly such type of lemma. And proof, by the way, is using extension property of L infinity. And I'm going to mention today some other applications of this result to Sudakov inequality. And question, what is a stronger version? So once again here we control diameter in subspace. But of course it's natural to ask can we prove something like this if we control not diameter but covering number. So we control covering of subspace by corresponding set. So can we extend some reasonable estimates? And answer is at first moment it was surprising because at the beginning we tried to create counterexample, but it turns out that it is true. we can prove the following theorem, which corresponds to previous, but when we control covering. So with the same set of parameters, we essentially have the same result, but now we don't control diameter, we just multiply by covering number of subset. We should adjust some radii, but now we have much stronger result. And dual version, like dual to extension property of L infinity, it is lifting property of L1. So we should work not with sections but with projections. But here formally it one doesn't follow from another, so it is a separate theorem that if we control covering number for projection, we can somehow lift it and to estimate the covering number in whole space. So this is one example, and another example is related to Rogers-Shepard inequality. So here we have, I just recall Rogers-Shepard inequality, which gives estimates for volumes of the, which relates volume of a body with volume of projection and product of volume of projection and product of the section with orthogonal subspace. So volume is less than product, and on other hand, product is less than binomial coefficient times volume. Of course, here, because I formulated it just for convex bodies, not for symmetric convex body, I should take maximum over all shifts of my body. If K is symmetric, then maximum attains at zero. And here is corresponding result for entropy decomposition, that if we have sets, now I don't need to work with bodies, it is true for any free sets in Rn. I want to cover first set by sum of two sets, then I can somehow split. We can prove that it is less than covering number of projection of first of k by first set in this sum, and then I will need to cover some shift, actually not only shift, I should cover difference between k and L1 by the second body in the projection. And of course I can substitute this shift, for many applications it's enough, but just by k minus k. And because usually I work with symmetric convex bodies, k minus k will be 2k, so it's much simpler. And we have also lower bound, but I probably here I will formulate only upper bound, and then we discuss lower bound also. What I'm going to do now I'm going to give some proofs, and first I will show how theorem 1 implies two previous results about entropy lifting and extension. Yes, this is written here. So here I repeat the inequality that, actually here, that we have, because it's hard to remember, at least for me. And I want to prove this theorem. So what we do, we of course will take difference here, r minus a. We denote it by epsilon, and then we use just convexity of L, because k inside L, so we will have that k over a is inside L. So this set epsilon over a times k plus a L is subset of R L. So when I decrease second set here, I will increase covering numbers. And now we will use star with set L1, which is epsilon over A K, and L2 is here, and we get this inequality just from star. And finally we apply standard volume estimate, because here I need to cover PK by PK with some radius. It's well known, and it's easy to see by volume argument that it's bounded by 3a over epsilon to the k. So it is how star implies extension, and here how it how the lifting is implied. So with projection we also should just choose correctly bodies not well, here I was with bodies, so bodies L1 and L2. We once again we play with L, but of different radii. So first time I will take with A, second with epsilon. Epsilon is the same as the difference between R and A. And then just from star, we again pass to some projection which we want to get. And in second case we use that what we're gonna use k minus k. I remind that we work with symmetric body, so it's 2k here, and here we have L1, which is AL, so we have this number here. And this part once again I cover L with L, so I use from volume argument I get immediately what I want. And here, like I said, that we have estimate via n bar, then because L is symmetric, I can decrease radius by 2 and I will get n without bar. N bar means the center psi inside. And, well, I have time probably to prove theorem 1. So now, well, I will not write again this formula, but remember that we want to estimate some covering number by product of covering number of projection and covering number of section. So this first covering number we estimate by we just denote by n1. So it is written here. We denote it by n1. Then we will write what does it mean covering. Just by definition it means that every point here, so for every k I can find ix I coefficient here and some point in projection of L1 such that px is a sum of two points. And I fix this representation. If there are many representations, as usual I will fix one of them. Then I lift both of them. So for each that because we work with centers in projection that I in PK, we can find point in K such that projection is exactly that I. And the same with points here. For any yx, and in general for any y, we find y in L1, which we denote by y tilde, and that I tilde. And now we consider the following decomposition of x. We denote v of x, just this sum, that I just Exactly this representation, but in whole space. So we list this representation. So it belongs to that I tilde and plus L1. And then Wx will be, of course, difference of x and v of x. So to the sum will be x. And this is written here. Now now I will denote by Ti the body, such body. And we immediately see that Wx in this body just by this representation, by definition. And also I will take projection and just compute what we get. Because of representation, we get zero, so Wx in kernel of P. So so Wx in is in this body intersected with E. So we almost prove what we wanted because now we have this representation. So X belongs to body intersected with E plus well plus something and plus L1. Which means the following, which means that K is covered by this section of this body shifted and plus L1. It is almost what we need because Ti intersected with E is contained in such body. Well, Ti is shift of K minus A. So if you take maximum over all possible shifts and then intersect with E, we will get that this covering number is smaller than this covering number. And then because K is contained in N1 copies, well, in, well, it's not copies, so in N1 such sets, so I substitute here by maximum and multiply by N1. It is exactly what I wanted to get because N1 is projection. Now, what is about lower bound? Like I say, that we have also lower bound, which is kind of dual theorem. So what I remind again this. I remind this formula star. So what about lower estimate? Lower estimate, we can prove the following. We have two subsets, as, not as before, now we have K1 and K2, but they are still just subsets of Rn. But for L1 and L2, we need symmetric convex bodies. And then then, as before, we have sections and projections, and here we have convex combination of two subsets. Here we have intersection of two bodies, and then we can split. For lower bound, we have estimate via product of covering number of projections and covering number of sections. In particular, now of course, well, having this formula, we can play with sets. For example, if you take K1 equals K2, and also, of course, I need convexity, now they are convex bodies, we have that we can estimate from below covering number of K by intersection, using product of covering number of projections and covering number of sections. And if we play a bit with L1 and L2, we will have estimates which we usually looking for. Covering number of K and L is bounded from below by such product. So this is lower estimate. Now I should think what to do. Probably I will skip the proof of this theorem and pass to applications to Euclidean metric entropy. So all applications will be well, in a sense it will be somehow play around Sudakov inequalities, when we can improve it, when we cannot improve it, and I will show how to use our result. And first I of course will remind Sudakov inequality. So we will introduce two following parameters. Given convex body if origin and its interior, but mostly I will be working with symmetric convex bodies, just to, not to to complicate results. So m of k is just average of the norm on Minkowski functional of k on the sphere. So it's in other words, it's mean width of what of the dual body if you use geometric language. And lk is similar parameter, but we take here expectation of Gaussian vector gi standard Gaussian variables, ei is element of canonical Euclidean basis on Rn. So and once again we estimate such expectation of Minkowski functional of the body. Essentially it behaves like square root of n mk. I just write that it's less or equal, but it's approximately the same up to constant which depends on n and goes to 1 and then grows to infinity. And then Sudakov inequality says that we can cover body by Euclidean balls. B to n is standard Euclidean ball in Rn of radius t. So this current number is bounded by exponent to this power. So I put L of k polar, or you can put m star times square root of n. M of k polar is denoted usually by m star, and it's mean width of the body. So by the way, constant phi here is enough, but in fact this constant can be taken close to 1. It goes to 1 as this current number goes to infinity. It's 1 plus or small of this number. So question when this inequality is sharp, or we can formulate oppositely that when current number is big. And of course idea is that to understand cases when we can use something better for current numbers, when we can decrease this bound, because sometimes this bound is very big, so L of k polar can be very big and we want better estimates. So why it's related? Because the following observation, what does it mean that it's sharp? It means that we have some estimates from below of such nature. So, but we know our first theorem about entropy extension was saying that if we control diameter, then we control covering number. So it means that we cannot find sections of small diameters. This is just motivation or philosophy. So it can be formulated like this. So if you have that it's just direct corollary of entropy extension and weak version of entropy extension, So if we have lower bound of such nature like before x for current numbers, exponential lower bound, then all k codimensional subspaces with such k should have big diameter. And because my initial theorem was in general case, I mean for two, say, convex symmetric bodies, this proposition is also for two convex symmetric bodies, but I apply when L is is Euclidean ball. So so we have essentially the following philosophy that if Sudakov inequality is almost sharp, which means that we have such bound. Now I use M star of K, it's M of K polar, just to have here N to compare with previous result. It it means it exactly means that every k codimensional section of K with such K zero computable has big diameter. So just rewriting theorem, but it gives some intuition. And well, now but it leads to the following general ideology that in many proofs we improved covering number just by cutting body on some level, because it also was quite natural, because usually it's enough to have such body, and you need, on many occasions you need just to consider the part of the body which is inside of ball of big diameter. And if you cut the body on some level, which depends on your problem, then it is enough to solve problem. But because you have some peaks and you have some points which are far apart, they will give very big dual norm. And they will increase essentially M star or L of K polar. So this is idea how to decrease L polar and to use later Sudakov inequality. So it was used in many proofs. And we are going to work a bit with such truncations. So because what we discussed before, if Sudakov inequality is sharp, then we basically have two possibilities. I will start probably with second. So if we cannot improve Sudakov, it's one of the reasons and main probably reason that each small section, what does it mean small, you should compute. Actually, it's not very small, it's proportional, but one should compute exact level. Each such section has big diameter. Then you basically cannot do anything. And second possibility which we are looking for, that we can improve the Sudakov bound by cutting our body and computing corresponding estimates. I will show a couple of examples when we can do it. So first example is the following. So we cut our, well, we have two parameters, beta and rho, and we cut our body on the level beta, on radius beta, and we want to cover by balls of radius rho. Then we have the following estimate. Know that in Sudakov inequality we also have this rho in denominator here, but here we should have in Sudakov inequality L of k beta. It's what I explained before, that L of k beta can be much larger than L of k rho. and price is logarithm of the ratio beta and rho. So idea is pretty simple. You compute corresponding level of k, and then one applies low M star estimate, which essentially says that if you have if you have good bound for M star, then you control diameter. So diameter is small, then covering number is small. It is essential idea in this theorem. And I'm going to pass to another theorem, which gives estimates of k without truncations, but truncations are used for the proof. So let us introduce such parameter given body k. We will consider function which of course depends on k, and which is ratio of L of k polar, L of k polar. Well, when I write k rho polar, it means that I first truncate and then take polar. So this is some parameter, and I'm going to use this parameter to measure how much I can gain in Sudakov inequality. So if I just rewrite Sudakov inequality with ratio of L of truncated k polar and rho, like I want to do, then I should multiply by f of rho square. It's exactly Sudakov inequality. And combining previous results, I don't have time for proof, but proof is actually not difficult. Just application of two previous results, we can get the following theorem, that instead of this f of rho, we can write logarithm. This is essential gain. How to prove it? I have just 2 minutes, so I will not study proof, but idea, of course, to somehow to use what I wrote here. Now I should substitute it with B2, probably with some radius rho. And here I will put my k beta truncated, actually with 2. And here I will put 2 k beta, and I want to cover with rho times B2. And then for one of them I just, I apply just Sudakov inequality, and for this I apply for one of them I apply Sudakov inequality, for another one I apply what I proved before, and then we can gain on this function, and essentially we get logarithm instead of power. And of course everything depends on the behavior of this function f, but sometimes it's sometimes gain essential, sometimes not. So.